On Beacon Street, across from Boston Common, a most uncommon man continues to lie in state this morning before his funeral today. The late Boston Mayor Kevin White will be buried today after a mass at St. Cecilia Church in the Back Bay. As WBUR's David Boeri reports, White's wake yesterday brought hundreds of people back to another era.
On the narrow sidewalk outside the city-owned Parkman House, the keening of the pipes marked the gathering of the clan of campaign workers, former staffers, and admirers. The line extended to the State House, but many in this crowd extended to the time when the mayor was the biggest chieftain of all. Longtime journalist Chris Lydon remembers.
At the core of it was this idea that the mayor's office in Boston was the best job in the world. Much more interesting, more persuasive, a bigger stage than the governor's office, and maybe even more than that.
Into the Parkman House, which White brought into modernity, like the rest of the city, walked one of his secretaries, Susan Dempsey. She started right out of East Boston High. He was a tough boss, she says, but she loved him.
Did he always have the hand on the shoulder?
He did, yeah. That was one of his qualities, trademarks, I guess. And always running with the suit jacket over his shoulder.
His Brooks Brothers suit jacket.
He always looked like a million bucks, you know.
To the front of the line and into the wake went the movers and shakers. And because the curving stairs to the second floor parlor are of formidable age and questionable strength, the lineup was carefully monitored. The mayor's son Mark came outside to greet the visitors, exulting in stories from people such as Adele Gilman Simons, who was wearing a 1967 white for mayor button.
So it was so much, yes. Oh,
thank
I
you
loved
coming
him
by.
So
thank
much.
You for coming
I'm
by.
Thank
you for telling stories.
You look so
are
much
going
like
in?
Him. Yes,
going
I'm
in?
Going to get the end of the line
I'm
here.
Going to work my way up, and I'll. Okay. But thanks for grabbing.
Through the first floor parlor and its Gilbert Stuart portrait of George Washington, they snaked around and then up to the second floor. That's where Mayor White used to take refuge from the crowds and savored the amenities that led him to be called Mayor Deluxe. But yesterday, the common folks joined with the best and brightest of the White administration, now silvered and grayed, to praise the gift that made him such a winning politician. Here's Leonard Donnelly from Southie.
Like, I used to like it, like when you used to have the old downtown.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it wouldn't be anything unusual to see him down there on a Saturday. And like, on any given day, right, he would just, like, go out there, like, go to Dorchester, South Boston, Roxbury, Jamaica Plain, right, and just spend 4 or 5 hours, right, and just talking to the people.
In the upstairs parlor, White's casket was closed and covered by the city flag with insignia of Bostonia. To the back of the house and down the stairs were the films and photos of his youth and of the city he transformed. Christopher Lydon.
Kevin is remembered around these parts as the guy who turned around Charles Street. It used to be one way that-a-way, trucks rumbling, cement trucks heading out of town, roaring through Kevin's neighborhood. One day, people woke up on a Sunday morning, and it was going the other way. It remade this little part of the world. He loved the fact that a mayor could do that.
Catherine Earhart Matthew remembers what he did in a time of crisis.
And he saved Boston from becoming a natural disaster. The time when Martin Luther King was killed, but he didn't want it to be a major destruction. So he asked the entertainer James Brown if he could do a concert, and it was televised, and that's what saved the city.
White enjoyed the job as much as any mayor ever did. And in his last years, neighbors recalled it still brought a spark. Here's Ernie Corrigan.
And I'd see him around the neighborhood, and I always greeted him the same as Mr. Mayor, and he would just light up.
With both eulogies and orations today, the mayor will go out with the acclamation of a convention nominee. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.